This is Mucho Radio. It's more than a platform, it's a movement. A call to remember, to connect, and to grow. My name is Murat Nahimana. I'm a Mucho Radio young journalist.
Welcome to Mucho Radio, the Black radio in Canada. Can you please present yourself to our listeners?
First of all, thank you very much, Mucho Radio, for this opportunity to talk through your radio. It's a pleasure. My name is Abdoulaye Barry. I'm the Executive Director of Africa Center, the largest Pan-African organization in Western Canada. For the past several years, we have served over 20,000 people from African descent. That include, we also supported a lot of association over the past few years, around over 400 association. For this fiscal year, we have roughly 80 association with a lot of people behind it. We had the privilege of working alongside community leaders, partners, and families to strengthen opportunities for African descent, but also provide some advocacy and programming, and also do some community engagement in our communities. Our mission holistically is to create opportunities for access and full participation in all aspects of life and society, in our society, in the Canadian society. We work to empower individuals, which is very important because we found that is a way of standing for yourself. Families through cultural sensitive approach, because some of the programs we have seen in the city or also in the country, or if you go through, it's that lack of cultural sensitivity, that the part we bring, which is very important from Africa Center side. Even our partnerships, they are very aware of that sensitivity, and we are supported either through funders or also through our partners. That approach, we keep highlighting that and bringing the contribution also of African descent in Western Canada. Those initiatives mostly address real community needs while we're also celebrating the heritage and our identity and excellence as African descent.
So we really feel that Africa Center, their mission is to create opportunities for access and, as you mentioned, full participation of the African descent community in your region, which is Alberta. What are some of those programs that you offer for people of African descent?
So our programs span across the community, across a variety of target population. So if you take a look at, we do have programming for youth, we have programming for seniors, we also have programming for newcomers at large and entrepreneurs and community organizations. So if you take each of these target population, we have a very clear and tailored programming to support them, to first take them where they're at and move them towards success. So this approach, which we call bottom-up approach by collecting the information they need, helped us to shape our programming, which has helped us also today to develop different programming for youth. If you look at, as you asked at what are the programming we provide, we do, for example, have a leadership. If you look at our services for youth alone, we have a youth leadership. We have programming in schools. We have programming basketball to get these youth showcase their talent, and some of them based on their vision to go back to either to move to a level of professional players. We also have what we call at one point mentorship, program mentorship for youth, whereby the mentorship program for youth, they are trained to gain on hands-on experience and skills. Sometimes companies hire them straight because they see value of what these people can bring to their companies or organizations. Other side, what we work with youth is what we call the leadership component, whereby we support youth with seed grant. Black youth are very smart. The only thing is they're not given sometimes the opportunity to prove that smartness. So what we do with that program we call BILAP, Black Youth Leadership Program, is we give them a seed grant. We ask them first Look at the community where you live. What are really the real needs of that community? And what can you do? Propose us a project you would like to implement. We have educators who will also gauge one of the best. These people are selected and they're given a seed grant of up to $5,000 so they can implement those projects in their community and also come to present in front of everybody and involve people. We sometimes, the criteria to gauge it, really look at different wide variety of impact, how the person have improved the community in terms of reducing that need, but also the person itself, how the person has improved to get to prepare for to enter the labor market or to start thinking of, okay, how can I achieve my university degree? That is one side. If you look at the other component is a mental health program, you know, even mental health is one of the biggest problem for in this world today. If you look at the geopolitical situation and what is going on today, but Black people in general are really hit very badly. So we have this program we are running to support Black people to really be able to be supported to lessen the burden of what they are going through, either socially or because of the workplace or because of the isolation when they move to Canada, what they call cultural shock. Some people, it create a big problem, leading to sometimes family burden. So that program helped those people. We have another program supporting specifically seniors. These seniors are taught how even to use today. We are in the era of AI. Our seniors are pulled to a classroom where they can intermingle, they can learn from one another, and they can also learn technology. By the way, one of our success stories, by the way, is our seniors were able to come together because they're coming from different part of the African continent and the Caribbean and here in Canada. So they come up with a book. They call it Mother's Grandmother's Book. You can find all the good recipe of Africa at $34.99. So that money is now shared with those seniors as royalties. At least they have something also going on. So that's the type of program we support. Now, if you go that side, other side, if you look at our communities, as I mentioned, we support them through our SBCCI program, supporting Black communities in Canada, Black Canadian communities. It's another program which also support in reinforcing the capacity of our association, Black organizations who are really performing to really move to the next level. We support them at two levels. Capacity building, whereby someone, an association which was struggling how to be organized so they can have an impact. We support them, they are trained, they are shown how to run an organization. They are trained on their hands, they have some hands-on matching whereby they can learn from other organizations. These type of things are put in place and the capacity building and the capital support, an organization which is growing but cannot pay their furnitures, or they need some IT support, or they need some capital investment. We support them through those kind of investment, and after that they have been improving very well. We have success stories of daycares who have been able to put in place culturally sensitive programming for Black children in daycares and so forth, a lot. Even AI companies thinking how to move to the next level in their production or their growth. We have been supporting those organizations. It's all levels. So in a nutshell, that is what the thing we have been, our programming and what we have been doing over the past 20 years, since 2006.
So needless to say, Africa Center is very hands-on in giving people of African descent a chance and creating opportunities, which you explained very well. Now, you mentioned that Africa Center is in its 20th year, which means that it's in its 20th anniversary. There is a date now that comes to mind, which is Saturday, June 13th, 2026, for the 18th Annual Africa Day Gala. And so since it's celebrated under the theme of the 20 years of empowerment, what makes the event so special for Africa Center?
That's a very good question. And Africa Center came because of what people, some leaders, like-minded people, have seen. All other communities are growing, they're organized, but African descent communities. Then they decided in 2006, what can we do? We don't have a space. We don't have anything. So this time of June 13, 2026 is really to celebrate that innovation, that leadership thinking to build something from scratch, from which the generation to come will build or will see as a home or where to rally to learn, to exhibit their identity, learn their culture and so forth, and also bring that pride in the communities and break that stereotypes. It's a moment of celebration. June 13, 2026 is a moment of celebration. That young lady, very strong lady, a youth organization, 20 years, it's a youth, but very strong youth, and to that celebration, that's why it's very important to us. We celebrate it with not only us as an organization, but we bring everybody together. We bring people to recognize them, those who have done so much to be where we are at today. We bring people also from other cultures, other community members to come learn from African descent, what it means, African culture, African identity, and what we have been doing. It's also a moment of showcasing what we have been doing in this community, in Western Canada, specifically in Alberta. So it's a moment really to gather and then celebrate that resilience and achievements in a collective manner. It's also an opportunity we would like to showcase this year, the land we have obtained after, I would say, 13 years of battle. So now we got our land where we can build a $54 million infrastructure, which will comprise of cultural sensitive daycare, commercial spaces, economic innovation hub, and also bringing social service programming under one roof, including a center where people can come celebrate. If you have a wedding, if you have whatever you have as an African descent, you can come home, celebrate that with your people. So that is another big milestone which is coming, which we got on April 22nd of this month, of this year, 2026. We think this is a great achievement we would like to celebrate and recognize also the city for that openness. And call our people also to contribute to the success of the building, of building that big infrastructure of $54 million. That is why June 13, 2026 is one of the biggest milestones for us.
Thank you. That is a huge milestone, and congratulations for the $54 million that was acquired for this. And to stay on the topic of the Africa Day Gala, there is someone pretty special that will be there, the keynote speaker. Would you like to talk about how that conversation came about? And I'm talking, of course, about the invite, who is Gaynell Diana Curry, and that will be the keynote speaker for the event.
Right. Very good question. So, you know, this year, 20 years of celebration, this is the 18th, by the way, annual celebration of the gala. But you look at it, it came at this moment of celebrating 20 years and obtaining first the land to build the first African multicultural hub. So this is the time first to thank the city for that openness and open mind, for having that open mind. But we believe also for this kind of celebration, it's very good to have a very special person. That's the thing we saw in Ms. Gaynell Diana Curie. Now we watch the job she has been doing over the past 20 plus years, to come celebrate that with us and also bring that expertise she had brought to really advocate for people of African descent at the global level. So we believe that her presence will, number one, bring people to hear what she has to say, because her journey and experience align closely with the value we promote of African center, specifically coming from an African descent. So we believe this is a moment to highlight a very big personality like her, but also hear from her what African descent people have done over the years for humanity. In addition to that, also showcasing and also igniting our political arena of really what exists at the international level to really consider in their policies regarding the Durban Declaration and the United Nations Permanent Forum she's leading as a chair. Those strategies and policies they have seen as a way of recognizing African descent people, but also giving them the opportunities as any other person in the society to also showcase their talent and shine and contribute, so they won't be seen also always as people from not at the same level. So I really lack the word to say, but I hope you understand what I meant there. But really, that is a really big point we would like to. That is why we brought her in, and we are really very happy and grateful for her for accepting that invitation. We look forward to hosting her on that day in Edmonton.
And on a self note, I also had the pleasure of being there in Geneva to see her intervention. And Gail Danai-Curry also said something very powerful about people of African descent and for us to tell our stories our own way. And for our final question on Mucho Radio, Mucho Radio is really building a living archive of resilience, culture, and transformation, which I think Africa Center has also done. And do you think that building an African descent radio in Canada to tell our stories our own way and learn from one another, from coast to coast, Western to the Atlantic, is so important?
I would say absolutely. That's a very good initiative. Whoever took that initiative, he is brilliant. I salute him from the bottom of my heart, and he is my hero, or she is my hero, that person. Having a platform like Mucho Radio is extremely important for our people as well, because it really helps us also to tell our story rather than people hearing our story from others. Because in some cases, most cases, stories which are not shaped correctly. Mucho Radio coming to this arena will help really to tell our stories by showcasing our identity, showcasing our representation in the landscape of across the world, because we are very important in the past. We have been important in any way. If you take the stories in the past, we have heard about the Mali Empire, so that is not taught in any schools. If it's not, I think in some university, black history universities in USA and African continent. So these kind of people who were very powerful back in the days, big universities of Tombuktu University, Alexandria University in Egypt, Tombuktu. So if it's not you who tell, if it's not like radio, like Mucho, so who will tell those kind of stories? We will be always told, we will be always informed by others of the hunger in Africa, wars in Africa, and so forth. So I think your existence is very important. I hope that you pass this on to others, like-minded people who are thinking of doing the same thing. So we will be having a diverse, multi platforms to tell our story and be followed as well. For many years, African Center stories have been also been underrepresented. I think that's why today you called me to have this meeting, so you can hear through other perspective from these things. So creating this own your own media space, it's a way to go. Thank you very much, and the authenticity to share the experience and the celebration, celebrating the achievement. I think you will share that very widely and with pride, without hiding anything or underrepresenting what is the reality of the life.
Thank you, Abdullahi Barry. We at Mucha Radio also appreciate what the work you've been doing over on the West Coast of Canada. We also believe in amplifying our stories and giving people African descent more opportunities. And I look forward to also seeing Mucha Radio in Alberta to do some radio there and also teach young people who are interested to doing some journalism and being a part of radio and the media. So thank you very much for being on Mucha Radio.
You're very welcome. I would like to end with this. I thank you very much for this opportunity, and I also would like you to highlight a very important thing that African descent, this is a call to action to African descent. Unless we get united, unless we get also have the love for one another, unless we start having economic impact, we start being organized in having economic integration, economic development to create wealth and also to create jobs for Canadian at large, it will be difficult to get the respect we have deserved in the past for millennia back. So in order to get that to happen, these three are key. We are united. We have the love for one another rather than tearing each other. We think of economic integration and economic development wealth creation and job creation. Thank you very much. It's a very good pleasure to be with you today and look forward to talking to you soon in other related aspects of our journey.
All right, thank you very much, and all the best with the 20th anniversary that's coming up next month.
If you want to, please welcome too. We would like to see you here. If you have time,
I would love to be there.
All right, thank you very much.